Welcome to this month's made-up movie on Movie Torture. My name is Brad, and I'm joined by my co-host, Roger. How you doing, Roger?
Hey, it's good to be with you, man. You're a podcast star all over the place. Video podcasts on work podcast, man. You just are the podcast man.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. I'm really not. But we're joined by producer Gary, not in his Hawaiian shirt tonight.
Nope.
Disappointed, sadly. Ladies, it's not on. You doing okay, Gear?
I am.
And we're joined by Jonathan, who was wearing the headphones. They weren't plugged in, so we're laughing about that right now. That's why we sound like we're laughing when we came on, because he had headphones not plugged in.
Y'all didn't know this, but the movie Radio was inspired by me.
Oh, so. That's going to be your new nickname, Radio. So, as always, the way this works, first, if you have a made-up movie, email us, movietorturepod at gmail.com. Slide those DMs on Instagram, movietorturepod. But basically, someone writes us in and pitches an idea, and we decide, right, Raj?
Yeah.
If it's a good enough movie to be in Hollywood or the trash can.
Yeah.
So Gary's going to read us. We have not read this yet. Gary's going to read us this month's made-up movie, and he's struggling right now. He's having to pull it up. It's like he didn't know he had to do this, Roger. such a Gary move.
Hey, he's moving the buttons, and you know he's over there just doing his job.
He is.
All right, are y'all ready?
We're ready, Gary.
Okay, this one comes from Cindy in Dick Shooter, Idaho.
Wait. Have you ever been to Dick Shooter, Idaho, Gary?
No. No, I don't know. As a guy, I don't know if I want to go to Dick Shooter, Idaho. Just. Sounds like a very female forward town, right?
Female forward town. That's funny.
As bad as Anus, Missouri.
Oh gosh, I think I'd rather go to Anus, Missouri. I guess
they got the best fudge in the world.
Oh my gosh, Roger.
True story. Google it. That's like on a postcard of the town. It says Anus, Missouri, where you get the best fudge ever. So.
I just looked up Dick Shooter, and it's named after a man named Dick Shooter, which means his name was Richard Shooter, and he chose to go by Dick so he could be Dick Shooter.
If I didn't go by Dick, I would go by Ricky. Ricky Shooter.
Oh, Ricky Shooter's way better.
That sounds like a power name. What's your name, Ricky Shooter? Yeah. Anyway, what did she write? What kind of movie? What kind of garbage are we hearing this month?
Okay, so it sounds like a Christmas movie.
Ooh.
It's called The Santa Claus.
Well, we are in the month of December, so I'm glad that she sent.
Isn't there already a movie named The Santa Claus?
There's like three of them. And then they're, yeah.
Well, maybe in Dick Shooter, Idaho, they don't have Disney Plus to watch The Santa Claus.
Okay. So it says, in a world where toy prices are out of control and children's belief in Santa is dwindling, parents frantically try to keep their kids believing in Santa in order to fulfill the Santa Claus. A contract parents sign on the day of birth of their kids presented at the hospital by Santa's elf that states that as long as their child believes in Santa, that they will build and deliver toys each Christmas. In an effort to increase fourth quarter sales, an evil toy company will stop at nothing to make kids stop believing. I know the name was already taken by Tim Allen, so I was thinking about other names like the Santa Rider or the Christmas Claus.
Okay. There's a lot going on in this plot. I actually like this plot. I would envision that Cindy doesn't get out much in Dick Shooter, Idaho, so she thinks about Christmas a lot. But hearing her pitch, I kind of like it because you're a parent trying to make sure your kid doesn't stop believing in Santa.
Yeah, I mean, that's always, you know, some parents make their kids do it, you know, like 10, 11 years old sometimes, you know, telling the kids, like, you got to believe or you're not going to get anything for Christmas. So I think you, Crystal, has it with you that you have to act like you believe in Santa for you to get anything for Christmas, right?
Oh, my gosh, man.
She make you sit on her lap.
Oh my gosh. She tells me to get off. I was crushed when my son stopped believing in Santa. I was really frustrated with that. It bothered me. My wife was enjoying it. She was like, he doesn't want to believe in Santa anymore, Brad. And I'm like, I hate it because it's like his childhood's gone at that
That's
point.
That's the best impression he's done so far of Chris.
Wait, I'm just shook that Kristen was happy that he quit believing in Santa.
She was. She was like, I think, and she was like, I told you he's gone. I'm going to tell it. I'm like, oh my gosh, man. She hasn't listened to this, so
I don't know. I was proud of my son, but I told him that he figured it out, and I said, "But you can't go to school and ruin it for other kids." He's like, "Okay, Dad, I won't do that." But yeah, he figured it out pretty quickly. I was pretty proud of him.
It took me a while. I finally figured out Santa wasn't real when I turned 20.
A kid told me on the school bus, and I remember crying on the school bus.
Oh my gosh, man! Cindy from Dick Shooter needs to write that scene in there, crying. Because
that
they
could be a good scene.
They don't believe in it, and the tear drops, and right before it hits the ground, someone catches it and goes, "Santa's real," and then the kid gets in the van.
So would this be like a
Gary liked that comment?
So would this be like a Hallmark movie where there has to be like a romance involved, like maybe two single parents with kids who become friends And the two parents, you know, first don't like each other and they argue and fuss and then go out, you know, do some things as two families. And all of a sudden, the next thing you know, they become a couple.
I'm thinking a married couple. Like, and the guy just lost his job and he's stressed about Christmas. So he can't let the kid stop believing because he needs Santa to bring all the gifts.
Yeah.
What if he was contemplating robbing a bank?
Oh, man.
What? I have a question. What kind of Santa are we? Is this? Is this like the classic regular big guy, like rides the sleigh and everything? Or is it like I don't know? Is he a forceful like don't stop believing in Christmas? I'm real, and I'm imagining
he's the
like
journey
a big
Santa.
He's like
he's like believing.
I'm imagining him dressed like he's a jock, like he's. Like he's buff, right?
What if we made him a hipster Santa?
No. Or an anti-Claus. It could be a Claus, Santa Claus and an anti-Santa Claus. Like, you know, he wears black instead of red.
That's bad,
you know.
Santa.
Yeah.
What if
he's still dressed like Santa.
What if he wore like red skinny jeans and a white shirt and he drank craft beer?
That sounds like a pastor at a non-denominational church.
See, no, I'm imagining like a lumberjack Santa. Like, he's,
oh my
like he's,
gosh!
I don't know. Like,
Gary, get your mind out of the gutter.
He's got the suspenders, but he's like
no
jacked.
Shirt on underneath.
He's jacked. Yeah, he's got to be like
jacked.
That's what I'm imagining. He's like
it's like John Cena Santa in this movie.
Yeah. Yes, yes.
I'm like imagining Dwayne one that Johnson. Like smokes heaters.
Well, he could do that too.
So, he's from Dick Shooter, Idaho.
Yeah,
no,
he doesn't deliver to Dick Shooter. That's the problem.
Yeah,
Santa always like I always imagine him as the type of person that smoked a pipe. I don't know if
he
like,
does smoke like, a pipe in the photos, right?
Does some he? Of them. So, like
my Santa's drinking a Coke.
My Santa smokes Marlboro Reds.
I think in today's world, it'd be like anti-smoking, or it would be like. You know, okay, we got to make Santa smoking weed now, you know.
Oh, hipster no. Santa smoking weed. Hipster
with corn Santa. Rolls.
Does yeah. our Santa have an opiate addiction?
What? No, we can't have, no, we cannot have a hipster
just
Santa.
Just turned super dark.
He's like
I had
sorry.
A lot of
all
for this movie,
those,
I'm over it.
All those years of carrying the heavy bag, you know, he's taking.
He's got a back injury.
He's got a bad
he's
back.
He's now addicted to opiates.
Yeah. He's got a hit. He goes home to the North Pole and has to hit his perk every night. He's like.
Yeah, but then, like, every house he goes to, he has to smoke. That would mean he would have to smoke.
He raids their
like, no.
medicine cabinet, still are banking.
He's like, well, he's like, now kids, I've got munchies, right?
Kids leave pills for Santa instead of cookies.
No, that's why they have the cookies, because he's been smoking, so he's got the
what's
munchies.
That? Gary's that? Still on the smoking, and we're on
what's,
the pills. Well,
what's that smell downstairs?
Santa's smoking the ganja.
Santa's got his stash. Anyway.
He's what if Santa was a dealer? He leaves stuff little baggies for the family on his way out.
Their first doses, you know, their freebies.
He gives free pills to people. He's a pill pusher. So,
wait, is that like for the parents or are the kids like, is that potpourri?
No, he leaves like Xanaxes for the moms so they can stay calm.
Oh, look, Mom and Dad, Santa left you Skittles.
You know Mommy loves her Xanax. It's like, thanks, Santa.
Oh, man.
I like this idea of a movie, though.
Cindy from Dick Shooter's never going to listen to this again.
Yeah, she's gone, man. Our one listener from Idaho is definitely never listening again because. But Cindy, it's a great pitch, Cindy. I like it. Who is playing the dad?
The dad?
I thought Jonathan was about to put on his headphones, but they aren't hooked up again right now.
Who would be a good candidate for the dad?
Ooh.
The dude from Modern Family.
Phil Dunphy?
Yeah.
Somebody like that. I was thinking someone like Chris Hemsworth again. He would be kind of funny. He's kind of buff as a dad. He's funny.
I thought we agreed no Chris Hemsworth references when you know who wasn't around.
Oh, when Hannah's not here?
Yeah.
First lady of movie torture, Hannah?
Yeah.
Okay, scratch that. What about Ryan Reynolds?
As the dad?
As the dad.
I think he'd be funny. Like, he's pretty funny. I think he'd maybe.
Who's what about Santa? Jim Carrey?
Who's Santa? I want to, like.
Well, we got to, I mean,
Jim's not acting anymore.
Yeah, he's. I don't think Santa really matters. I think it's just a fat Santa.
I don't think Santa matters.
Kevin James?
Kevin James, call back to second episode.
Jonah Hill?
Jonah Hill, he's skinny now.
Well, I mean, he's fattened up for other roles again, so. You know.
Has anybody in this circle of friends right here ever dressed up like Santa?
I have.
Once.
I have.
Once for the church.
Wait, all four of us have wore Santa costumes at one time in our life?
Brad, you know twice. I have.
I know.
You made. You got me.
Where'd you go twice. To a midget Christmas party? And
don't hate that I'm 4'10". Oh. I'm an elf. Okay, I'm Santa's elf. I'm the one that supplies Santa with the opiates. I really don't. We do not condone drug use at this podcast.
No, we don't.
Gary's awful quiet. What's going on over there, Gary?
He's doing research.
Has anybody here ever dressed as an Easter bunny?
I have not.
Nope.
Yes.
Has anybody here ever dressed as a taco?
Oh, my gosh. Are you just going through all the things you've gotten me to wear?
Too.
Yeah.
You didn't do tacos?
Brad's dressed up as a hot dog.
Yeah. What else? Has anybody ever dressed up as a hot dog?
Why did you put hair? Like, I'm asking, why did you have to have the hair? I still never understood Sir Hot Dog.
Sir Hot Dog is a staple around here, but Gary is Sir Hot Dog. But anyway.
Anyway.
With all that being said.
He's a real wiener.
Who's the girl in the movie? Who's the chick?
Cindy.
The mom?
Do you want to just cast Cindy from Dick Shooter?
Yeah, she created it. You know,
I like it. Cindy from Dick Shooter.
She can direct and produce the movie as well.
Or Adam Sandler's wife. She does good in those kind of like. Mom roles.
Yeah, what about like...
What role can Neil Armstrong play in this movie?
Is he's dead, right?
Dude, oh, what? Never mind.
Oh, my God.
He's dead.
He can play the picture on the wall in the house, you know, just up there hanging up in the background.
Did you send this to Roger?
Would producer Gary be good in this movie?
Oh, what would Gary...
He could be in this movie. We could cast him as like the 18-year-old high school kid being mean to the kids on the bus.
Or
he could be the head elf, like really tall.
He's too tall to be an elf.
He could be like, you know, the elf.
Am I like the Will Ferrell elf?
The giant times. Elf.
What if he runs the switchboard at North Pole? Like he's constantly like, welcome to North Pole. My name's producer Gary.
I'm the... Like the train conductor that
yes.
greets everybody as they get off.
Like, next hey. Stop, opioid land. To your left, kids, is what Santa used to look like before his back injury.
Yeah, that's why everything looks so magical in the North Pole is because of drugs. Like,
Santa's got the elves hooked on drugs.
That's how they keep them going.
Yeah.
That's why they work 24 hours a day. Yeah.
They're like, Santa, I'm so tired. He's like, no, you're not.
It's like, get to work. I need these toys done by the end of November. And they're like, we can't. My hand, Santa. Take one of these. The doctor will be around.
This will give you plenty of energy.
He's giving them a bunch of uppers.
I'm imagining them running on coke. Yeah, the elves are running on coke. They're like snorting off the table.
Brings like, a big I gotta, new meaning to the we snow got deadlines. On the North Pole.
Yes, no, yeah.
We got deadlines.
All right, Cindy. I think we're going to can this movie.
No, I like this movie, Cindy. I think it's worthy of being made, minus the drug use.
It's better than some of the other ones we've done.
Yeah,
it's definitely better than the football one.
Yeah.
Months ago. I don't know if it's with Superflex. I think it's in the Superflex land. I think it's one of the best.
Superflex is a $1 billion film.
Yeah.
This could be a Christmas classic.
Christmas classic.
Yeah, I could just see Roger at like 73 just curled up with Crystal watching this movie for the 40th time.
Oh, my gosh. Going, when does Santa hurt his back?
Let's turn on the Santa Claus, not the crap one with Tim Allen. Let's get the real deal in here.
We do need a movie where Santa has a back injury and gets hooked on drugs.
Yeah.
And one of the elves has to like bring
that's
him
bad
back.
Bad Santa 4, that's, probably.
Yeah.
I was gonna say, that's got to be a Bad Santa movie, right?
Yeah. Bad Santa. Thoughts on the first one? Really good, right?
I never saw any of them.
Oh my gosh.
What?
Oh, man. Producer Gary has been fired.
I've seen the first one. I don't know if I've seen any after that.
I didn't see the second one. I heard it's garbage. It probably could be a movie torture at Christmas time.
You got to watch the first one.
We're going to do Bad Santa eventually on here. So the second one, not the first one. Anyway, Cindy, thank you for being a loyal listener in Dick Shooter, Idaho. And if you're listening and you got a movie idea you want us to go over, email us, shoot us a DM, Movie Torture Pod. My name's Brad for Roger, Jonathan, producer Gary. We'll see you next month.